hand and help them to stand tall. You turn out this year when you hear them a call.
If you can't lead the youth, then it makes no sense. If me can't speak the truth, then you're not my friend. Me tell you long time, me no mix my plan. To all wicked, that is a message me I send. Let me see you shine the light. Now the dark world is getting bright. Out of mind and out of sight. Help them to be better. Let me see you shine the light. Now the dark world is getting bright. Out of mind and out of sight. Help them to be better.
Real as can be entertainment.
You're listening to KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD 1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listeners just like you. Say, I was saying that all the support comes from not only our listener members, but the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I was almost tempted to say, well, at least for a little while longer. I don't know if you've been following what's going on in, I guess, down at Mar-a-Lago with all the threats to eliminate the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which would include National Public Radio and all the other programs that CPB funds, plus a new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission taking aim at radio stations around the country that don't align with the current Cheeto and Chiefs worldview of bullying, small-mindedness, whatever else you want to call it. So, but we're going to be here a little while longer. You can bet on that. We've been here over 46 years, and we're aiming for 47 coming in May. Well, it is about 6:02 p.m., Central Standard Time. The sun has been setting very early now. I think at about 4:30 every afternoon for a while. And it will be until sometime in March, I believe. And we'll get daylight savings time started. And we'll reclaim that Sol. It is currently 14 degrees here on the west bank of the Mississippi River. And in the wonderful Twin Cities. I hope you had a wonderful holiday, however you choose to celebrate it. And I know for at least me and my family, we always use it as an excuse to feast. And you never know. Whatever else you get. Football family. I don't know. We're not so much into the faith anymore, but we might this year with the coming of Advent on Sunday. All right. Let's see if we can get things started here this evening with a few of Roya in the Evening's favorites. Here we go. This is a wonderful guitar riff for you. Speaking of cold weather, let's get started with the Rippingtons, Tourist in Paradise.
Thank you.
Bonjour, Cudahy, to all of my realtors out there. Across Minnesota and all the way around Turtle Island. And as we always say here, around the globe as well. Oh, it's so nice to be here in the comfort and the warmth of the KFAI studios here at 1808 Riverside Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota. 55404, box 69, good medicine if you ever want to write. Just to let you know, you only have about six more weeks after tonight. This is six episodes to go before Roya, yours truly, leaves the 24-7 schedule. I'll be around for a little while longer here at KFEI, special capacities, as they will have me. All right, but this is good medicine. We're going to make some good medicine tonight with some wonderful music from the past, as always. Just digging deep into the vault of Roya's musical memories. And I've told you before, a lot of it was pop music, jazz, R&B, Motown, you name it. I was just going through a lot of music this past week wondering, well, what can I share with everybody on Friday night? Because it's a good night to be indoors and just listening, whether it's on your receiver at home, your device. If you have to be out in your car, you can continue listening to us here at 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and at kfei.org. So I'll be with you here for the next, going on almost 43 minutes, and we've got some wonderful music. We started off with, that was Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons from 1989 on the GRP label. You heard Russ. He composed everything on that Tourist in Paradise extended play. In the old days, we used to call it an album, a vinyl album, probably. And also played acoustic and electrical guitar, guitar synthesizer. Steve Bailey on the bass. And right after that, you just heard what I came down from. Cafe Reggio by Isaac Hayes, the wonderful Isaac Hayes. That was for the Shaft soundtrack. He's a bad mother of... Oh, who'd you talking about? Well, I'm talking about Shaft. You know John Shaft. That was guitars by Charlie Pitts and Michael Toles, bass guitar, James Alexander. I thought I just wanted to open those up this evening with a little guitar music. We'll play a little more here, see if some of it sounds familiar to you. And that was from 1971. I remember, I don't even think maybe I could even get in to see that movie because it had an R rating at the time, but I could listen to the music. I remember, as I've told you, putting on the headphones and getting the extended play up onto the turntable and just blasting it as loud as I could hear it. All right, we're sending our signal out across the Milky Way. We're going to make our ancestors proud tonight. We're going to also send it out to Ms. and Mr. Native America and to all of those Indian canoes that are on the lakes and the rivers and out to sea. Yes, this is good medicine. I've told you before, we make good medicine when we share time together, stories, conversation, maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, certainly a meal. Those of you who spent time with your families yesterday, feasting, is a good example of that. I hope you were able to leave. You know, the other side, they just can't seem to leave their politics at the door. But that's okay. I hope you still enjoyed it as well. I know I did. The Cath woman and I, we just had a nice evening together. I can't say it was quiet because there were a lot of folks around us. We just went out for a nice Thanksgiving buffet here in the Twin Cities. All right. You know, I'll have some reflections a little later in the program about do Native Americans celebrate Thanksgiving? And should they? There's a lot of thought on that. A lot of my younger relatives would say, no, we shouldn't. And I'll give you what I think about that. Hopefully, you'll find some wisdom in that. I know we all necessarily may not agree with each other, but that is okay. All right, let me see if I can get started here on some other. Oh, here, I have something for you. This is a wonderful, again, another wonderful guitar solo. This is, you'll love this. It's an old Janet Jackson song. You may recognize the melody once it gets started. But here we go with Norman Brown. Thank you.
KFAI is proud to present Bloodline at the Turf Club on Saturday, December 7th.
Bloodline is joined by fellow local up-and-coming groups Benny Franco and the Love Channel, Tarius and the Sound, and the Dalmatian Club, covering a range of genres from dreamy pop to soulful R&B to indie rock.
Tickets for Bloodline can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
At KFAI, we know the difference between tactical
and tactile.
KFAI is flexible, versatile, and fluent in multiple genres. It covers world music like no commercial station can. Program hosts strategically map out their shows by hand, giving them an advantage over automated, algorithm-generated playlists. Tactical.
KFAI is tactile because it's a safe space. It gives me the feels when I listen to how much the program hosts care about their shows and how much they appreciate the listeners and everyone that donates at KFAI.org. KFAI is a perfect blend of safe
and secure because KFAI is non-commercial, community-powered, tactically tactile radio.
Do you need a hug?
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their energy bills. You only need 1 month of income verification and a copy of your energy bill when you submit your application. Please make sure you have this documentation as it will help expedite your application processing. In addition to energy assistance, we also offer referrals to our CAPRW Home Weatherization Program. Ramsey and Washington County residents may call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information and to apply online.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov.
songs for the light of the world. That's Summer Madness by Cool and the Gang from 1974 off of D-Light Records. There's so many people that were involved in the composition of that. I can't name them all right now. It would take the rest of the program. Okay, but you remember Cool and the Gang, that soul funk group from the 70s all the way up into the 2000s. I hope you enjoyed that. And right before that, we had, what did we have? Let me see. Let me take a look at this playlist. Oh, Is It You? Lee Ritenour. That's 1981. And that reached number 15 on U.S. Billboard's Hot 100. Interestingly enough, the music video of that was featured on MTV's very first day a broadcast. The record label was Elektra, composed by Lee Ritenour on the guitar as well. And then before that, we had That's the Way Loves Goes. That's the way love goes. That's the way loves goes. Yeah, okay, all right. Norman Brown on the guitar there. All right. Okay, I hope you're enjoying some of this wonderful rhythm, guitar music. I certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Hey, well, I was telling you that, you know, this question about do Indians, Native Americans, First Nations here in the United States, do they celebrate Thanksgiving? And I can say, yes, they do. Many places, it's not always seen as the national holiday that Caucasian Americans celebrate. Because unfortunately, the Wampanoags, who were the primary tribe in the or nation in the area where the Pilgrims, or they were, I can't remember what religious sect they were. I think Puritans. It's reported that soon after, within a couple of weeks after the first so-called Thanksgiving commemoration took place, the feast, the Puritans attacked the Wampanoags after having had supper with them. And, you know, this is a long-standing tradition among Native Americans, the nations, to celebrate the fall harvest before moving into the winter months and buttoning up and storytelling and sleeping and the like. So it wasn't something, again, that the Pilgrims invented or created. It was something they borrowed from the Wampanoags, the First Nations there in so-called New England. So, you know, my take is that if it is troublesome for you, if it is hurtful, harmful to be reminded of that colonial onslaught to this continent, then I would encourage you, and I respect your choice, not to celebrate or not to make it any more a day than just at last Thursday of November. But if it is your choice to celebrate with family, to take a day of rest, maybe you have your own ceremonies that you might undertake, traditional or otherwise, and then sharing of a meal. I know in the past, my family, we have tried to serve traditional food, so rabbit, venison, certainly a lot of different styles of fish, wild rice, succotash, squash, you name it, all of those traditional foods, as well as mashed potatoes and gravy. We even had a few heritage turkeys in the past. So, like I said, my spouse and I, we took the night off and just went and let somebody else do the cooking. And we should remember all of those folks who serve us every day in the kitchens and out on the restaurant cafe floors. And, you know, because we're potentially going to be in a threatening environment in which they're not only their livelihood, but also their personal safety and their presence here may be threatened in the near future. So remember them as well. Tip your servers. All right. Well, those are my thoughts. If you disagree, well, I was going to say something, but I better not. That's your right. You know what? That is your right. That is what we all, as Americans, first Americans, or come lately Americans, that is our right, is to have our own opinion and to disagree. But please don't force your opinion on somebody else, whether you're Native or Caucasian or any other racial group or gender. All right, that's my thoughts. Let's get back to some of the music here now. I'm just going to boot up something for you, and we're going to carry on music for the rest of the hour here. No more commentary, no more breaks for messages. Here we go with Never Can Say Goodbye by Zachary Breaux, wonderful guitarist who died prematurely in a swimming accident in the Caribbean. Give it a listen. See what you think. Thank you. If I ever lose this heaven, Jonathan Butler and Mesa. And right before that, we heard South of Market with Joyce Cooling. I love that female guitarist sound, don't you? She's out of the Bay Area. She's been around for a while. I love listening to her finger those chords. Okay, and before that, we heard Never Can Say Goodbye by Zachary Bro. I was telling you about a little bit about him. All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this past hour. A lot of guitar sounds and that jazz fusion, rock, soul, funk sound. You name it. Like I said, just reaching back to some of my favorite songs from several playlists that I've compiled here over the years. If you don't like it, well, hang on. 5 more weeks. You won't have to put up with me anymore. Okay. All right. We've got Robert Pilot coming up at the top of the hour. Wakun Jahade with Native Roots Radio. Check out Native Roots Trading Post down at the Dayton's Marketplace if you're here in town. But maybe you might want to wait until Sunday. It's supposed to be really cold tomorrow. Single digits, maybe down around 5 above zero. Who knows what the wind chill is going to be like. So I hope you're finishing up your Thanksgiving turkey leftovers and enjoying the rest of this this weekend. Get out and see a show if you feel up to it. And enjoy that company with family, particularly, especially if they have to go back on Sunday to wherever their home is. May not be with you anymore. All right. We're just going to take it out of here. I've got a wonderful track by a Japanese all-girl group. Funk number one by Tokyo Groove, Jayoshi. So let's give a listen to that right now. This is Ben Roya in the evening, your Femme Gem, your Girl Friday, your Lady of the Evening. And we'll be right back here next week. It's going to be the 1st of December. So we bid adieu to November and Native American Heritage Month. I think we need a do-over, as Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan said. We want a replay here, a rematch. With the election results, it wasn't quite the Native American Heritage Celebration Month celebration that we wanted to see happen. So, all right. 2 more years, 4 more years. Okay, here we go with Tokyo Groove. Jayoshi, Funk number one. Keep spreading that good medicine wherever you go and whoever you are with. Keep it positive. Do something for somebody. More than anything, serve somebody. That's how we create good medicine. Yeah. Spend some time with elders and children and people who are housebound. Yeah, here we go. Take it away, Tokyo Groove. See you next week. It is 1 minute before 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You're listening to KFAI Radio, KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners just like you. Currently 15 degrees above zero in the Twins, on our way down to a low of about 5 degrees. Bundle up, stay warm, take caution on the roads. We'll see you next time.